Most of Indiana is expected to experience 1 to 7 more days of poor air quality in 2054. That's according to a new report by the First Street Foundation, a nonprofit risk mitigation research group. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, extreme heat, drought, and wildfires are undoing air quality gains from the Clean Air Act.
The Environmental Protection Agency estimates controlling pollution through the Clean Air Act prevents about 250,000 premature deaths a year. But Jeremy Porter with First Street Foundation says 30 years from now, air quality in the U.S. could look as bad as it did in 2004 due to climate change.
So essentially, over the next 30 years, we're going to be wiping away about 20 years of progress that we made associated with reducing pollutants in the air and increasing air quality.
While wildfires out west are driving most of this change, the poor air quality we'll see in Indiana and the Great Lakes region is mostly due to ozone, also known as smog. It forms from a combination of sunlight and pollution from things like cars and industrial plants. Smog can make it more difficult to breathe and aggravate lung and heart conditions. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.